From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Saturday is the official start of summer. With kids out of school, pools are a go-to place for having fun, but they can also be a danger zone for those who can't swim. Florida has the highest rate of drowning in the country. Drowning is the number one killer of kids under the age of four. But as WLRN's Wilson Sayer reports, it's a danger that doesn't affect everyone equally.
It's 80 degrees out, and the water at A.D. Barnes' public pool near Coral Gables looks very inviting. For a couple hours a day, the pool's taken over by little kids learning how to swim. Today's lesson, kicking. Jazz Rodriguez has brought her daughter, Mara.
We come out here basically for safety. You know, it's the summer. We're out in the beach all the time. We have a boat, pool, so basically to avoid anything bad happening, yeah.
Five-year-old Mara is sporting a turquoise polka dot bathing suit, and shyly says she likes coming to the pool.
I like to jump in. I like the touching the floor.
Mara's mother didn't get the benefit of lessons when she was a kid. She learned through trial and error. But Julie Gilchrist says error has some serious consequences. She's a medical epidemiologist at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, and she spent much of her career researching child drownings.
You know, we have populations of people who lack basic swim skills.
Overall, Black kids drown at a much higher rate than other children.
In swimming pools, you know, presumably, you know where the bottom is, you know where the sides are. And so one would think that with basic swimming skills, it should be difficult for an older child or a teen to drown in a swimming pool. And yet that's what we were seeing, particularly among African Americans.
Almost three times as often as other school-age kids. When they're younger, white and Hispanic kids drown more often. Gilchrist says that's likely because they're around backyard pools more.
At the root of it all is really, it's a socioeconomic causation.
Simon Codrington Jr. is on the South Miami Community Advisory Committee, and he's an advocate for the large Black community there. He says lower-income Black kids aren't getting the basic swimming skills they need.
Kids who are living in public housing, growing up where finance is a real problem, single mother households, the opportunities just having access to a pool are limited.
He's been trying to get a pool built in the city since the 1970s. Right now, there is no pool in South Miami, and the canals that run through the city can end up being a dangerous alternative. The closest public pool is A.D. Barnes, 3 miles away. Codrington says that's just too far.
A single mother who relies on public transportation to get around, 9 times out of 10, she's not making a whole bunch, a lot of trips.
Now, after almost 4 decades, Codrington is finally getting his pool.
This is the pool that's coming up out of the ground, you know, right before your face. Right now, let me show you something right offhand.
Codrington points out this pool will be smaller than A.D. Barnes, fewer lap lanes, and a lot shallower, 6 feet at its deepest versus 10 at A.D. Barnes.
For me, it's a mixed bag.
He wishes the pool could accommodate more programs that just won't work in the new pool, things like swim meets and lifeguarding lessons. But he's satisfied, knowing that the pool will be a place where neighborhood kids and adults will learn how to swim.
This is going to save a lot of lives, just as it is. It's going to save a lot of lives. It's going to save a lot of children from drowning.
The new pool in South Miami is set to open next summer. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Andy?